You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on your radio 94.1 on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube. How are you doing, YouTube folk? Jack, just throw strikes next Wednesday.
Yep.
Throw strikes.
That's the goal. I was pretty accurate today.
All right.
I was like, if I threw just all fastballs, I probably threw like 45 out of like the 55 pitches for strikes.
That's good.
That's very good.
Good percentage. And your chances of getting tired are lower if you throw more strikes.
Well, yeah. I was actually pretty happy with it. Like usually when I throw, I did 50 straight. Like it's not like I stopped or anything.
Yeah.
Usually like the hamstring starts getting a little tired because pitching's a lot of leg related.
Yeah.
But it felt pretty good today.
Okay.
Yeah. We're good.
And how many, were you just throwing fastballs?
No, I'm mixing in some cutters. The cutter is cutting. I'm not throwing a curveball. Curveball sucks.
Okay.
I've never been a curveball guy.
All right. Huh? All right, let's go to the top five.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Tomorrow might need to be my top five least favorite versions of Spike. With fasting Spike.
No. We just did that top five like a month ago, I'm sure.
All right, so I have for you, honor of Elliot and his nonsense about Zach Wheeler, the five things Elliot has been the most wrong about in the last year. Number five, who could forget his 1 week stint as the Eagles weren't a run first team?
Oh, that was...
Insisting.
1 week stint.
And then he came in the next week and was like, all right.
I get it.
Yeah, he was as wrong about that as he could be about anything. I mean, they were the definition of a run first team. They ran more than any other team in the entire NFL.
By far.
Like, not even close. Ran more than any team I think I've seen in the last 20 years in the NFL.
A lot like that Marshawn Lynch-led Seattle Seahawks team.
Yes.
But it was one of those moments I'll never forget. It was a pretty memorable Tuesdays with Elliot because it's one of those moments where Elliot's so positive on the Eagles that it makes Ike
mad,
who is also incredibly positive on the Eagles, like snap. You know, I'd be like, well, hold on.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good skill to have. That's different.
If you can get you to be like, hold on, let's not go overboard here on the Eagles. It's pretty good talent by Elliot. The fourth thing that Elliot has been the most wrong about in the last year, and this is a new one, but the Lions is the ninth best franchise in the history of the NFL.
Yeah. Well, he forgot the Raiders, he mentioned. Yeah. And
you could throw the Colts in there as a more.
And what was his reasoning that they
play
on Thursday, Thanksgiving?
Yeah, they play every Thanksgiving, even when they suck.
And he goes, and if you just name people, tell people to name NFL teams, they'll say the Lions.
Oh, he said like, oh, well, they're one of the original teams.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, they were horrible. They didn't win a playoff game for 31 years.
Yeah.
They've had players retire early. Great players.
Yeah, because of losing.
Because of that team.
He had them just two slots behind the Patriots, and he had them ahead of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Right. And the Ravens.
And the Ravens.
Yeah.
Right.
No.
Even the Lions. right. would say we're not one of the nine best franchises.
And I argue with him about the Bears. I can relent on the Bears
sure.
a little bit, right? I can relent on them, but the Lions, no.
They're not the Bears. Like, the Bears at least have a real culture.
Right.
Can he, like, before Barry Sanders, who's the most notable Lion?
And if he wanted to say on the Ravens, look, they've only been it's only been a team for 25 years,
yeah, 25
whatever.
Years,
but
yeah.
the Chiefs.
Right. Come on, man.
Chiefs have been there for a long time.
And if we're doing history, they were in the first Super Bowl.
Right.
Yes.
Come on.
Doesn't always talk.
Of course not.
Yeah.
The third thing that Elliott has been the most wrong about in the last year is, who could forget? They should take a guard in round one of the 2024 NFL draft.
Last year's draft.
Fighting tooth and nail with everyone about how they needed a guard.
Yep.
Bigger impact in the of last year's Super Bowl run, Quinyon Mitchell or a guard?
Mekhi Becton.
Yeah.
Wouldn't even have Mekhi Becton.
Yeah, wouldn't even have Mekhi.
Who was a dominant player. Yeah. And speaking of his Quinyon Mitchell love, who could forget? He wanted Terry and Arnold, and
yeah, he didn't like the pick.
Who was the other cornerback in last year's draft?
No, it was Terry and Arnold and Cooper.
No, nah, there's someone else in there, I think, too. Kool-Aid McKinstry.
Kool-Aid McKinstry.
Yeah.
Was that draft?
Might have been off. There was some other cornerback that he was all about besides Quinyon. He's not a Quinyon guy.
I wasn't a Quinyon guy either. Out of Toledo. I can't lie.
It was one of those moments.
I was a Cooper DeJean guy.
It was one of those moments where, like, here he goes, Howie, yeah. going for the
Trying
small
to be
school
smart.
Guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's getting a little cocky. Yep. Getting a little
Nate
cocky.
Wiggins?
Mm. Oh, could have been Nate Wiggins. Yeah, Nate Wiggins was one of the top corners
last good
year.
Yeah. Good player. All right, the second thing Elliott has been most wrong about in the last year is Reggie White not on the Eagles' Mount Rushmore.
Well, dude. Dude, that one is...
It's outrageous.
It's outrageous. Makes everyone mad.
It almost broke Merrill. I mean, yeah. Merrill almost wanted to call Elliott to the side. Well, don't do that again.
Because you know Merrill is just putting up with Elliott because he has to.
Oh, right? there's no way.
Generally.
Yeah.
I'm sure Merrill, under his breath, is like, oh, that guy's an idiot. I'm sure that happens quite a bit.
Yep.
But he couldn't hide it.
Well,
when I asked him that, he just stared at me.
Yeah, we put him on the spot.
Yeah,
that was nice.
Well, it's like the one time. So when I was doing Eagles post game, it was the game that they lost the Chargers in 21. Jalen had a good game, like one of his best games that year.
I remember that game. Yeah, I remember that game.
And Elliott came on and said that Jalen was the reason they lost that game, or something along those lines. And Merrill called in and said he almost broke a blood vessel.
Yeah, that was a great cut. We had that for a minute.
We did. I don't think I have it anymore.
Yeah.
But it was an all-time moment.
You got to be pretty outrageous to have Uncle Merle call up.
Yes.
To address.
Yes.
Something you put out there. And it was a post-game show.
Yeah, I know. I know. So an all-timer. But number one also is of the Mount Rushmore, where he had Mike Schmidt not on the Phillies.
Oh, yeah.
Mount Rushmore.
Yeah,
I mean, that's on his Mount Rushmore of worst things he's ever said.
Yeah. And he fought about it for a while. He eventually relented, though only... Sort of,
yes.
Yeah, he'll go, fine, I'll put Mike Schmidt on.
Yeah.
But then he takes off Carlton.
Carlton, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Mike Schmidt and Reggie White thing, I mean, Mike Schmidt even more.
Well, because Mike Schmidt only played for the Phillies.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. Like, he can make the Reggie White argument.
Yeah, you can try to make the Reggie
White argument. I think it's faulty, but I see where he's coming from, that he played for the Packers, and most people think of him as a Packer, which I don't agree with, but okay.
Right.
Mike Schmidt. Only played for the Phillies.
Without question.
Yeah, he's like Mr. Philly.
It's without question.
Yeah.
Mike Schmidt not on the Mount Rushmore. What?
Yeah. Only played for the Phillies. The best third baseman of all time. MVP. World Series MVP.
Hall of Famer.
A Hall of Famer.
Well, he had no respect for that run either. Like, we always talk about 07-11 is the best run in Phillies history, and sure, I think you can make... But it's not like that run from 77 to 83 was a bunch of scrubs. I
mean, and there's two World Series in there. Only won, but you were there twice.
And they won 100-plus games, I think, in what, 77, 78?
Yeah.
Like, it was a great run, too.
Yes.
It was a great run,
but
too.
But they won 101 games.
Yeah, 100-plus games.
That's
I know they set the record in 2011. 11.
Yeah, yeah,
yes.
Yeah. I know.
215. This hour.
I just didn't want to say 101.
No.
Games.
Well, because I got to be honest, I was thinking, like, how much was it?
Yes.
You didn't know. You didn't remember.
I know because I know what the record was.
Well, I know it's 102. I don't know if they got stuck on just 100 or if they got to 101 in one of those years. So that's why we smidged the words a little bit.
It's a good list.
This, well, and he could do five more if he wanted to. This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 40% off all windows and doors, the summer sale. No money down, up to 18 months to pay it off interest-free. Call them at 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. Dot in West Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Dot?
Hey, what's going on, y'all? How y'all feeling?
What's up, Dot?
It's like K-Dot?
No, I ain't K-Dot. That's the right. I know you're talking about, though, but I ain't K-Dot, though. No. But, hey, just real quick, but I want to say something about Zach. Zach is the best pitcher in our time. I don't know how old everybody is. You know what I'm saying? But as far as this time, yeah, we are.
And
man, we lost Dot.
Right on the dot.
Nailed
it. Ayo!
This guy doesn't need his soup.
Hey, come on, man. I kind of, all I'm doing is thinking about that soup.
I can tell.
And then it's going to be over. Yesterday, I got soups and little crackers. There's no crackers on the third day.
Oh, really? They cut out the crackers?
The third day is the least food out of all the days.
I can tell.
Yeah.
Well, and the good thing, the good part is you're going to a concert tonight.
Yeah, it should be fine. I told my wife last night. I was like, well, I don't know. This is pretty easy. I'm doing fine. And then,
well, you told me the same thing this morning on our phone call.
Yep.
And, like, I'm actually doing pretty well.
Yeah, man. I mean, not so well tonight. Not so well tonight. Or today. Okay, Andrew, you're on WIP. What's up, okay?
What it do, fellas?
Hi, Andrew.
What it do, Andrew?
So my point today is going along with what Dot was saying is, that Zach Wheeler is the best pitcher of the 2020s of this century. And to prove that point.
Do you mean the 2000s? Or this century started in.
You mean this decade is what you mean?
Yeah. This decade.
Okay.
In the 2020s, he is first in innings, first in fielding independent pitching, which is your ERA of what you can control as a pitcher. He's third in overall ERA,
right.
First in strikeouts. And. Him and also Nola is also up there in the 2020s, surprisingly. But the thing is, Zach Wheeler, he's been dominant for most of the last 5 years. And I think that there should be no debate for him to have that title once it's all said and done, once he's retired. The best pitcher of the 2020s, and he will win a Cy Young this year. And once he gets that World Series ring, he'll go into the Hall of Fame as a Philly.
So let me ask you this, okay? Where'd you have him on your top 11 list?
I think I had him at... I had him at 2 behind Saquon.
Okay. All right. That's fair. Are you sure? If we double-check that, is that going to be accurate?
No.
Definitely making this up
on the fly.
Did you have Jalen ahead of him?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yes.
No, I had Saquon Wheeler hurts, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, all right, fair enough. Fair enough, I trust you. Even though Ike's telling me no, I trust you.
And I don't even really know, I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah, so he's just trying to corner you. Do you have a favorite Canadian? Okay.
I had a couple of them. It's going to be a Flyer. But okay. I was thinking Claude Giroux for my entire lifetime. I mean, watched him every season on TV, so.
Okay.
Got to be Giroux.
That's a good one.
All right.
Do we know? Thank you for the call. Okay. Do we know that he's Canadian?
Yeah, he's from Ottawa.
Sounds like he's Canadian.
Yeah.
Giroux.
Yeah, it's a French name.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like a American name.
No, it doesn't. But you never know.
So this is in part issue with the position in the sport. I'm talking about Zach Wheeler.
Oh, right.
And him getting his true recognition.
I thought you were about to make a T.J. Watt point. I'm gonna be
No. We moved on T.J.
So I was looking at his set.
So, no, I was going to ask, who would you consider the best pitcher in baseball?
Right now?
Scooball.
Scooball.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Best pitcher. Yeah. By far?
Not by far, but I think he won the Triple Crown last year in the AL.
Right. How many people you think know who that is?
Yeah, it's a sport issue.
It's a sport issue.
In
what other sport would you take a position that has this much importance and it be the best player? And even the casual fan doesn't necessarily know who it is.
Well, Joe DiCamera had him labeled as one of the biggest draft misses in Philly's history, the third overall pick when he went in the ninth round. So you tell me that guy doesn't know baseball? I mean, you kidding me?
I think
it's here though. I guess we're talking about Wheeler. Like, I mean, for the general baseball fan, I agree.
No, I know what you're saying, but I think this is just a smaller part of the bigger issue. That I think Zach doesn't get the recognition that he deserves because it's not a popular position from his and he's not a flashy pitcher. So it's not like everybody's, what did Zach Wheeler do tonight, right?
So to your point on that, it's funny. Like when he showed that emotion when he struck out Soto on that Friday night against the Mets.
That's the first time I've seen anything from him.
People were like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
There's our guy Wheels.
So I honestly think it's a byproduct just of the sport and the position. I think you're right, obviously, with the greatness of Zach Wheeler and what he's done on the field. But as far as people giving him that recognition, I just, for some reason, a hitter like Bryce, we didn't have a problem with Bryce being the number one athlete in the city last year.
Right.
He was voted the number one athlete in the city.
Yeah, it's not a Phillies thing.
Yeah, so it's not a Phillies thing or a baseball thing. That clearly the baseball player was voted. The number one guy.
Well, and I think his aura, as we've talked about multiple times today, I think it's starting to grow now.
Zach's.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I think the next couple years there's going to be a lot of talk about how much we appreciate this guy.
Yeah. Because I think people have woken up and been like, wait a minute.
Hold on. We're missing out.
Yeah. He's still doing this?
Have I been sleepwalking, by the way? He's 2-2-7.
Yeah,
I believe, and Skeens is 2-1-2.
Okay, so they're
not
close.
That far away. Yeah, yeah.
We're gonna get him. We're gonna get him.
Ike sending letters to the Cy Young voters.
That's right.
Has nothing to do with his futures bet at all.
You know, all we gotta do is send him a clip of Jolly talking about Livy Dunn. Yeah, and that's gonna throw his whole game off.
I forgot about that. Yeah, that's his wife, right? That's his
girlfriend. Yeah. We need a breakup there for our Cy Young. Maybe a little breakup.
We gotta talk about Jolly too, by the way.
Yeah, getting a little chesty.
Well, that tweet was out of line.
He was relentless with it.
Yeah, he's actually been out of line on Twitter for a little while now. I was talking about trading Ranger yesterday.
Yeah,
and
saw that.
He just responded, "Why would you trade it to a team that's trying to beat you!" Exclamation point! Exclamation point! Exclamation point! It's like, settle down, man. It's like we work together. You know?
I don't know if Jolly's a
Jolly's a loner, man.
Yeah, he's not a wee guy. I think
he is not a wee guy.
You don't think he's a team guy?
Well, he only tweets really during the midday show. Because he's disagreeing with Giglio.
Oh, yeah.
The old subtweet in the middle of the show.
Right.
Well, and apparently he's not happy with you either. Said you're mentally weak.
Yeah, but I think me and Jolly have a nice little friendship.
Okay.
I think you, the Ranger thing, annoyed him. He got into,
well, he's still there with the Maury thing.
The Maury thing, that was serious. I think Jolly and I have a jovial relationship, I think, although he's saying some weird things on Twitter. On Friday night, I woke up at 1:45 in the morning to my Twitter feed just being Jolly arguing with one guy.
Yes.
And then Jolly texting me and saying that I said something that wasn't true, like questioning his resume. I was like, Jolly, it was just a bit. You know? He's like, don't put things out there that aren't true. I didn't say anything about VJ Edgecombe.
Oh, my God.
I was like, Jolly, just take it down a notch.
Yeah, well, I think we might have to have a conversation about Jolly.
Might need to bring him back in.
Yeah.
I missed Jolly on Top 11 week. We need another sit down with Jolly.
He did. And Top 11 week was fine, I thought.
Oh, yeah. No, but I heard it, though. I wasn't here for it, but I heard it.
Yeah.
Of course, I went back and listened to it.
I think he was fine. And then he argued with Elliot about Ace Bailey.
Yeah.
I was here that day.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think, you know, Jolly will be fine if he stops, you know, the subtweets, and also once he comes to the conclusion that even if he believes his position was right in the debate about Daryl Morey, that I slayed him in the debate. That he didn't bring any facts at all. It's really disappointing.
Are you going to break that down on video?
Well, I got it. If one of your video guys comes over and grabs me or something,
not that my video guys.
Well,
I just want you on a telestrator, like you're John Madden.
Yeah, you know? I just want to be like, even when we put it through the AI and had the AI analyze it, the AI said that Jolly didn't have any facts. Like that's what That's what a neutral artificial intelligence said. We listened to the debate. One guy was passionate, didn't have any facts at all, and the other guy kept laying out facts. And Jolly is a facts guy. You know, by and large, he's a fact.
Well, that's on tape. I mean, listen to this.
Have facts, folks. Facts.
There it is.
And there's no facts.
No facts at all.
It was all feelings.
Yes. He just hates him. It's fine. Speaking of feelings, Ike felt good when we found out that Philadelphia is getting a WNBA team in 2030. They will play at the Xfinity Mobile Arena first year. I don't know if they'll play. They're not knocking down the Xfinity Mobile Arena to build the new place, I would assume.
Is it going to be like a Spectrum Macovia Center situation for a bit?
That would be my guess, at least for a little while.
See, I didn't even know that.
I would imagine.
It makes sense, though, because you don't have enough time to
build it. Yeah. I would imagine they will. And then I would imagine they would switch, but they'll use the other one for content.
I tell you what, it's not going to be. When they tear down the Wells Fargo, it's funny. There's not going to be like a big tear shed. I don't think.
No, when they tear down the Xfinity Mobile Arena, when they did with the Spectrum.
Yeah,
no, I don't think so.
We're looking forward to this new arena.
Yeah,
the Spectrum, like this place. It's pretty been a nondescript 25 years.
I got a feeling this might be the best one of all of them down there.
The new arena.
Yep.
Yeah, I would think so.
Well, I would say
we're going to get a good one.
But I mean, including CBP and the Link.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's tough for an arena to beat a baseball stadium for me.
I just think they're going to put everything into this thing,
because you have Comcast and you have.
I just got a feeling this thing going to have all types of bills.
It's going to have the Clippers wall, like they built out the Clippers arena.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah. Yeah.
So is it going to be the Xfinity Mobile Arena next year, and then they're going to tear it down and make it the Xfinity Mobile Arena?
No, they're not tearing anything down.
No.
No, but they're eventually getting a new stadium.
No. Okay. Yeah, but they're not tearing this down to build the new place.
Right. That's what we were just saying.
They are building the new place.
No, I know, but is it going to be the Xfinity Mobile Arena next year? Are they changing the name next year?
I think they already did, didn't they?
Yeah, where have you been? The name has already changed.
Yeah. I haven't seen it because I haven't been down there, but I assume it's changed.
All right.
Yeah.
Is Alec Bohm going to be on the Phillies next year?
Alec Bohm in arbitration.
I'm just letting you know, the WNBA team, they have to earn my attention, just like the Flyers, just like the Union.
Trade for Caitlin Clark.
I don't have time.
Dude. We're already starting to put together a package to get Caitlin here.
Oh, well, you get Caitlin here. They've earned my attention.
As a free agent.
They've earned my attention.
What picks are you offering?
I'll give them all the picks.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah.
We need Sophie Cunningham, too. Yep. And we need TJ's sister.
Yeah, she got cut. Yeah, she got cut by the...
So hopefully by 2030.
Yes.
I'll tell you, Juju has 3 more years.
Yeah, I can eat Juju Walker.
Yeah, she's pretty good, man.
Do you bet the WNBA?
Not really.
Oh, okay. All right.
I wouldn't put it past me, though, in July. It's tough times in July.
I'm looking at you right now.
Yeah, it's tough times in July.
All right. 215-592-9494. No leading off because no fills tonight, so you get a full WIP afternoon show to 6. This is that, the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me sing? Let me sing. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me down. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
The WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. If you haven't heard, the Phillies game is postponed tonight until tomorrow. It'll be a 1:10 game and a 6 o'clock game. So if you had tickets for tonight's game, that game will be tomorrow night. And if you have tickets for tomorrow's 1:10 game, you will be fine. And if you were going to go for the fireworks tonight, you're going to get fireworks tomorrow night. So everything's good. And if you were looking forward to seeing Chris Sanchez tonight, you're going to see him tomorrow night.
And you're going to see McCabe tomorrow in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah. How many home runs do you think he's going to give up?
Ooh, so let's see. Arise will not. Jackson Merrill feels like at least 450 off of him.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Tatis.
Yep. Machado.
I'll say two. Nah, two? I'll say two. The line's 2.5, though.
The line's 2.5 home. Oh, you're saying the line of 2.5 home runs.
Yes,
oh, geez, Louise. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For extraordinary diamonds and customer service, visit Mark's in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Who was better last year, Zach Bond or Quinyon Mitchell? Unfortunately for Elliot, 81.8% say Zach Bond. 215-592-9494. Tasty Cake Dom, you're on WIP.
Hey, Spike, Ike, and my man, Jack.
What's up, Tasty Kate?
Well, Ike, I wanted to call. So the morning show this morning, I felt as though putting a lot of propaganda out that everybody, including YouTube, bailed on Jack. So I actually called.
Oh, we didn't bail on Jack.
Well, that's what they were saying, Spike, for daggone sure. And
I got to start listening to this morning show.
There's no chance.
And so I called it. And another thing is, did you talk to a guy? I listened to the show yesterday. I don't know if it's when my doctor called. Did you talk to a guy named Anthony yesterday, Spike?
Oh, yeah.
And he lit you up like a Christmas tree?
Well, he didn't light me up. He sounded like an idiot.
I find that hard to believe. You and Ike are elite debaters.
So they brought this up on the morning show, is what you're saying?
Yeah. Well, they're masters at debating.
By the way, this guy, Anthony from New Jersey, has been sitting on hold for 3.5 hours.
Yeah.
So that's what kind of guy Anthony is.
He's busy.
Yeah, he called up yesterday talking about, like, tell you this, Tasty Cake. You love this show, right? And we appreciate you for loving this show. You have never talked about any of us the way that this lunatic was talking about DeCamera. Like, the way that he talked about him was like a child talks about their hero or something. It was honestly one of the most embarrassing phone calls I've ever heard. I didn't even know how to respond to him because he was such a loser, you know?
So anyway, I wanted to call and tell Joe that, and what I said was, I'm more confident in Jack than ever after this. And then Richie got on me and said, "How could you possibly say that?" And Spike, my retort was, Everybody jumped off OKC. The Pacers won the first game and everybody, but the cream rises to the top.
There you go.
And Jack is the cream.
Yep.
Now, well, Spike, I got to tell you something else. I definitely want to tell you this. I've been listening to this station for 30 years. Like,
yeah.
I ain't never heard a hatchet job. That dude from Pittsburgh, the way he hammered a coach of the Steelers.
Filippone?
Killed him.
Yeah, he can't stand Tomlin.
Yeah.
Oh, he's not a Tomlin guy. Okay.
Yeah.
Killed him.
Yeah.
Total demise of the Pittsburgh Steelers, 100%. Well, first of all, he ripped the owner saying that the guy's a puppet and does whatever Mike Tomlin said. And all of the...
Giving out hot takes out there in Pittsburgh.
Well, Filippone's a good host, man. He doesn't hold back.
Mike Tomlin, who I would say is a definite top 10 coach, right, Ike? He's
top 10. Oh, reputation, not in the last 10 years.
Yeah, Ike's been critical of Mike Tomlin.
I respect his resume, but I think he's living off more of his resume. And listen, not having a losing record, that's fine. But you're the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's about postseason. And he hasn't done anything in the postseason for 9 years. And I got a few Pittsburgh Steelers fans that feel the same way. They were ready for Tomlin to go after last year. So all I'm saying is there are some Pittsburgh people that are a little tired, just like we got tired of Andy Reid. I mean, there are some people that – how long has Mike Tomlin been there?
Oh, but 20 years?
It's like, because Bill Cowher retired after the Super Bowl.
Right.
So, Tomlin's been there about since 06 then.
There you go. Almost 20 years.
Almost
19
years.
But, he's got a Super Bowl in the books.
He does. That was 20 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, Brian Billick also won a Super Bowl, and nobody thinks he's a great coach. I'm not saying Tomlin's not a great coach, but at some point, like...
Is what have you done for me lately?
Yeah.
And think about this. Think about this. If he were here... How long do you think a coach would last here without winning a playoff game for 9 years?
Yeah, not very well.
You know what I mean? Our fans wouldn't be all that happy about having a coach.
He'd be walking around with a red hiney all the time. Right? Like, I mean, man. But Jack, you are my man.
Yep.
Always, and you're gonna dominate in this. In this baseball thing.
Yeah, the confidence is growing and the backbone is getting stuck.
There we go. Just got to throw strikes.
I'm going to have to hate listen to the morning show. I might have to hate listen.
The thing that surprises me the most, Spike, is what I liked most for a long time about that morning show is I really thought Rhea knew what she was talking. I don't know what's up with Rhea, but
it's disappointing.
I mean, she's really hard on Jack and it's turn off.
Yeah,
I'm a Rhea fan. Like I'm a Rhea fan.
Yeah, I was too.
She can't talk about my like the Jack quits nonsense. And,
The thing they got
like,
one there.
I don't like that. The one that pushes my button is the weak minded. I really don't like that.
I don't like it either.
Can I tell you something that's weak minded? Hosting a show and not letting. Having everyone have to prop you up and tell you how good you are all the time. It's weak-minded? Being so scared that nobody's going to call that you give out a phone number 7,000 times a show. Come on. You want to talk weak-minded? Is that what we're going to do? We're going to talk weak-minded? You the friggin' Beat the Hammer is basically fixed. Go ahead. Pick something he doesn't know. I mean, pick a topic outside of, the 1992 Phillies for once. For Christ's sake,
Who named him the Hammer?
Himself.
Now, in fairness.
That's a violation. You can't.
Yeah.
As a guy that's had a nickname for a little bit, you don't.
Well, if you're great, you can nickname yourself.
That's violation.
Yeah, that's a Howard rule. That's why LeBron can't be the king and he can. Pete Rose gave him the name. All right. I got it. All right, Tasty Cake. Thanks for calling, buddy.
Love you guys.
Oh, man.
See you, man. I said 92 Phillies because it was random.
Yes.
As opposed to 93 Phillies, which everybody
would know.
He knows
the 93 Phillies.
Yes.
Come on, man. Work with him, man.
Yeah. He's got corrected me on the 93 Phillies. You weren't even alive.
On Spike's fasting day?
Yeah. All right.
Why?
Talk about your hookup with an HVAC.
Yeah, listen, man.
You got a guy.
I always have wanted a guy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so jealous. People are like, oh, I got a guy for this. I got a guy for that. Well, thankfully, I got a guy for when your AC system is on the fritz. See what I did there?
Get it?
Need AC? I got a guy. Christian Home Services has you covered with all your cooling, heating, plumbing, and electrical needs. The guys at Christian came out a couple weeks ago to the house, hooked me up with a preferred partner plan, which includes priority service every time you call, a 15% discount on all service, parts, and labor, and free HVAC and plumbing home inspections. Plus, they've got the best service in the business and a team you can trust. Did you know 90% of AC system problems can be traced back to bad install? That's why premium installation matters, and that's all Christian does. They got a lot of great stuff going on this summer. Right now, check out their summer special. Zero payments and zero interest for over 18 months. Or $2,000 off your new HVAC system. And that's important because right now you got to celebrate the 4th of July worry-free. Schedule your service before the heat and the holiday are here. Christian Home Services, now you've got a guy. They've got me covered and they got you too. Visit ChristianHomeServices.com.
Oh, get it when your AC is on the fritz.
Yeah.
You get it. OG Wade, you're on WIP.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
Hey, OG.
OG.
Well, let me give y'all my Canadian.
Okay. Yeah, first. Yep, yep.
That a lot.
Yeah. Is it OG Wade?
No, not today.
Okay.
It's the greatest basketball player that I've ever seen in terms of skill set, and that's Kyrie Irving. Yeah.
What?
Was he born in Brooklyn?
What the hell are you talking about?
No, I thought he was born in Australia.
No.
Wasn't he?
Canadian. Canadian. Yeah.
Are you sure, man?
Yeah, I always do all this stuff, man. I guess this stuff way before.
I've never heard Kyrie been born in Canada, man.
He was born in Australia.
Yeah.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Okay. Nah, he was born in Canada. Just take my word for it.
Irving was born in Melbourne, Australia on March 23rd, 1992. Australia and Canada are on different parts of the planet.
The world.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I thought it was the same thing.
No.
See, there you go, man. Just throwing stuff out. I'm like, Kyrie's from Canada?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, man. Yes. Let me say this. And Jack, look at me when I'm talking to you. Listen, right? It's mindset. That's what Jalen Hurts used to win. Mindset.
Certainly didn't use his arm.
No, apparently Bryce Harper ain't used.
Oh, just take it. All right.
And I want to say this, too, right? Because there's a lot of stuff being going on this station. And we want to sit up here and act like today's show is all about Jack and Canadians who... No. Let's get to the real damn topic.
Okay? What's that?
Bryce Harper is scaling Joel Embiid right now. Because I'm saying, he got an injury that we don't know when it's going to be better. How, even if we got any longevity in Bryce Harper, same thing with Joel Embiid. Ain't won a championship yet. He's highest paid in the entire city. Still wants an extension. And now can't hit a home run. But like Pound Cake said today, he can move players around the bases. So is that what we want in our so-called best player?
No.
You know what I'm saying? Come on now. Come on, that ain't gonna work. That dog ain't gonna hunt.
That's another pound cake saying there.
Yeah. That dog ain't gonna hunt. And then the other thing is this here, right?
Oh boy.
Yes.
Is that we have to, when y'all do these little lists, see, y'all think y'all slick. You know what I'm saying? That's why this is my show, and I need to come and take over the damn production room, because you do these little top 11s during baseball season. You know why you do that? So you can get people to put Wheeler on there, Bryce on there.
No.
If you would have did it during
people would murder us if we did it during football season.
Do a top 11 list during football season.
It would murder us.
Yeah, I know y'all do it just to get some time. Yeah.
The summer.
It's the summertime, OG.
Jeez Louise, man.
Jack, right about now, you ain't got a voice.
I got plenty of voice. I got plenty of bark. I got plenty of bite.
And Spike, you know what? You got your little spice going on because you fasted and everything. You snapping on everything.
Dude, I'm like, it's 800 calories. It's not enough.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Why are you asking? Why you want to know?
I'm going to have to get a pretzel tonight. I'm going to have to break it. I was thinking about it, and then they already delayed doors opening to this concert because of the thunderstorm.
Oh, man. You'd be out there all night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, OG.
All right, brother.
See you, man. Justin in Tennessee. Haven't heard from you in a while, feller.
What's up, Justin?
What's happening, fellas? I'm telling you what, man. It sucks because Phil's kind of take it out, and then instead of working 4 10s, I'm working 5 10s now. I'm working 50 hours a week now.
There you go.
And
get that money.
Boys, I tell you what, I'd rather drink turpentine piss on a brush fire. Give me 40 hours and let me go home. It's too hot for this. It's hotter than a 3-pecker billy goat in a field full of nanny buds. I'm telling you,
what the hell does that mean?
See, the fake ones I come up with are not that
They're
far
not
away.
They're not that far off?
Yep.
Well,
you're taller
on.
Than a 2-tweeter thing with 6 ding-dongs and a cold pecker.
He said a 3-pecker billy goat in a what?
I wanted to call yesterday to back my boy so bad I couldn't stand it, but I couldn't because, like y'all said, Phil's game came on early and y'all had leading off and everything. But, man, Jack, baseball next week, clear your mind. It's the same game you played since you was a little boy, man. Go out there and dominate. Don't throw no high and tight. Just let him know you're there and he ain't going to touch you. He can't touch you. He's going to try to squat like Ricky Henderson. Like there was, I seen a video actually of some kid in Little League went up and he squatted. His hind end was nearly touching the ground and the kid threw a pitch and threw his arms up. But the umpire said, "Stay right there." That kid squatted. He was madder than a wet hen, boy. He didn't know what to do. Just let him squat. If you got a good ump, that ump's just going to call it. He's going to say, "No, you don't bat like that. You've got it, man." Wire his ass out from pillar to post. Strike him out. What,
he's say wire or where?
4 times.
Yeah, he's got to get on base 4 times.
3 times is a push.
Sure.
Yeah.
You got this. Yeah. You got this, Jack. Same game you played, dude. The Bloomsburg Legends going to unleash next Wednesday, boys. I'll do my best. I don't know what time the Fields play next Tuesday or if they do. I'll call you back Tuesday and pump you up a little more, son.
There we go.
I'll do a Rios if Rios can't call. I'll bring down the Thunder like I did a time or two during that Super Bowl run because we're still the champs, you know. I mean, this, you know, it's what do you call it? The Eagles.
Elitism.
The Eagles. Elitism, yeah. I'm an Eagle elitist. Okay. Know? I mean, sure enough, me and Ike, are we still champs, Ike?
Damn right.
Yeah, we ain't even got the rings yet, have we?
Nope. That's next week, I believe. Or was that 2 weeks?
We're still the champs. And still the champs. I'm sorry. I know, like I said, it's been so long since I called, but can I back up on something I wanted to tell y'all last week? I know Spike kind of frowns on it.
What?
Me being a five-hole guy, can I back up?
Yeah.
Okay, on the 2000s thing with the best movies of the 2000s. I've got two.
Oh, here we go.
Ike needs to watch. No joke, dude.
Okay.
Sicario and Sicario 2.
Oh, Sicario's awesome. I love Sicario. Yeah.
What type of movie is that?
It's an action movie.
Yeah, it's about the drug trade over the Mexican border.
They're phenomenal, Ike. You'll love them. And, Jack, the one you have to watch is called Everybody Wants Some. David Linklater movie. It's phenomenal. You've seen that, right, Spike?
I have. I think Jack would like that.
Jack would love Everybody Wants Some.
Yeah,
okay. Have you seen F1 yet, Spike?
I did. I enjoyed it. I didn't think it was. It didn't reinvent the wheel, but I thought it was a good flick.
Seems like you got a lot of time on your hands.
My wife was away again this weekend, so I just went to the movies. I like that Cineplex in Somerdale. It's a nice little theater over there.
There ain't a thing in the world wrong with going to the movies by yourself.
Nope.
You do it all the time on my old job. I'd get off work at 4:30 and go catch a matinee on the way home, face something I wanted to see. It's fine. Ain't nothing wrong with it. You ain't weird. You ain't goofy. I'd do it today if I could, but I'm too tired. My most famous Canadian, John Candy. I know somebody's probably already
that's a good
I've
one.
Been in and out listening, but John Candy's mine. And guess what, boys? I love y'all. I mean, well,
love you too.
You got all right, this, Justin. Jack. Bust his eyes next week.
There you go. And John Candy is from Canada, unlike Kyrie Irving, who is from Australia, which is far away from there.
Yep. Unlike Al, who's from Boston.
Yep.
Yeah, I went
but
to
has go- a Canadian flag for some reason.
Yeah, I went to go see F1 by myself at the Cinemark in Somerdale. Love that theater. Like that theater. It's a nice theater. Yeah, I liked it. F1. It's exciting.
Who's the star in it?
Brad Pitt. It's my guy.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, it's a good flick. The text line, we have text line, right? Text line brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Why would Spike subject himself to all this bullshit with foods and stuff? Is he trying to only be like 100 pounds? I don't get it. Dude, he seems like a cool guy, but men enjoy life. Eat some real food. Dude, I'm gonna try and I've been on a steady diet of hamburger, steak, wings, and beer for 30 years, and I'm gorgeous. A real text from the text line today.
Is that a real text?
Yeah.
Do you have time to play it again?
I mean, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a real text.
Well, I was waiting for a punchline.
There's no punchline.
Now that I didn't get it, I want to hear it again.
Why would Spike subject himself to all this bull with foods and stuff? Is he trying to only be like 100 pounds? I don't get it. Dude, he seems like a cool guy, but men enjoy life. Eat some real food. Dude, I'm going to try and I've been on a steady diet of hamburger, steak, wings, and beer for 30 years, and I'm gorgeous. A real text from the text line today.
And I'm gorgeous. Oh, man, what is next?
We're supposed to look up to this guy? Walker and Sutton.
Oh, that is rough.
That's tough.
Yeah.
And you're paying their cell bill and they're texting.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right. Well, maybe my parents are paying.
Right? Oh, right. Sure.
Still on their plan.
Yep. What's next?
The responses to Yoshi trying to get everyone mad by bringing up the morning show talking trash certainly varied. Ike, that ain't right. Jack, that's mean. Spike, poops on the hood of James Seltzer's car. Mike in Havertown.
Yeah, that wouldn't. That got me going.
That got
it?
You going there pretty good. That was good. That was a good Spike rant there. It got me going. I was pumped up. I'm ready to kick somebody's butt.
Yep.
Physically.
We got to win this, Jack.
Yeah.
I wish there was something I could do for you, buddy. Like,
there's nothing,
personally.
There's nothing you can do for me.
Yeah, I wish there was something I could do.
Just got to go out there and shove. Yep. I got to let him hang.
Yep. Let him hang. Hang to your knees, buddy.
Oh.
What's next?
Upper thigh.
Okay, there you go.
That Zach Wheeler argument with Elliot was so intense that I think I need two thimbles of soup. Spike later this evening.
Two thimbles of soup.
I'm pretty excited to eat my soup right after this before I go over to the concert. Yeah, before I go. I was actually kind of happy that they pushed back the doors opening at the Man because I was like, oh, I can relax and eat my soup.
Are you at the Man Theater?
Yeah, the Man. The awesome. Man Theater for Performing Arts. Yeah.
Nice. Now, is it there. How big is the soup?
Oh, it's only one cup of water.
Jeez.
Yeah. Are you warming it up?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Are you going to be alive at the end of the week?
Dude, I'm going to be good.
You got to do this?
Through Thursday.
Goodness gracious.
Thursday's going to be, especially on Bryce Harper Day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm just going to light in, lay into him.
He actually sucks.
Yep. Oh, man. I don't eat breakfast, but Friday morning, ooh. I might eat a bacon, egg, and cheese, and I'm a vegan. What's next?
I'm not sure I even know what arbitration is now. Dave Dombrowski.
That was classic.
Fair enough.
That was classic.
Yep. What's next?
Not tonight, honey. These TJ Watt stats aren't going to analyze themselves. Ike, later tonight.
Oh, man.
Dude, we're talking about something completely unrelated. And Ike goes, hold on, TJ Watt.
Yep.
I was locked in, man. Yep. Sometimes when you see the numbers, they're jarring. You're hold on, I didn't realize he was this good.
Jack's like, Phil's game's canceled tonight. Ike's like, you know, he's better than Myles Garrett. What's next?
HIPAA violation or something? Andy Reid hearing Herb disclose his tipping habits.
Yeah, you shouldn't be allowed to say what somebody else
did.
Yeah. We might need to delay Herb till next week.
He was mad about the tipping situation with Andy, it seemed like.
Yeah.
Oh, he definitely was mad about that.
Yep.
He got that $100 and he immediately started thinking, hold on, Andy only gave me 20.
Yep. What's next?
20 years ago.
The evolution of Spike. 3 months ago, just so you know, guys, I do 250 push-ups a week. 3 weeks ago, I've now added a weighted backpack to my 250 push-ups. 3 hours ago, I'm only eating soup. Frank and Ardmore.
I also started doing Yoshi's the way he told me to do the push-ups instead of the way I was doing.
With close hands?
No, he said instead of doing the sets of 50, like 15 minutes apart, just do them to failure, wait 30 seconds, do them to failure again, wait 30 seconds, do it. So that's what I've been doing.
Wow.
So I look the same, though. So what are you going to do? Broads is next is the rumor. So
puck it up for an hour.
Oh, yeah. He's going to yell at you for 4 hours.
He doesn't seem too happy about what the Flyers have done.
No. Nobody liked that trade up and who they drafted at 12.
We had a good time at the draft last
Puck
Friday.
It up party was great.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, Ike loved it. When guy came up to me, he's like, hey, Spike, you got to lay off my guy Jalen Hurts. I'm like, oh, my God.
Happened at least three times. Yeah. Night, three or four times.
The last guy was like, oh, come on, man, not here. All right, Broads is next. We'll talk to you tomorrow in between Phillies games. Thank you so much for listening.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.